agenda item number 17.
He's cleaning the podium, too, so this is really good.
Commissioner, if you'll indulge me, I sympathize with Mr. Hall fighting for warmth this morning. As you know, we spent a week in Maine in an unheated meeting room, and I did not come out unscathed. So.
And I'm sitting right next to him today. So
decontaminate here for everyone.
That's okay.
Thank you, Jeff.
I love this time of year. So this is a public hearing, and this is the third time a charm situation for the oyster harvest regulation. And if you recall last meeting, you passed an emergency regulation to help straighten out the idea of who's the transferee and who's the transferor, who gives and who receives, essentially. But we did have to go through the process according to the register, and we did that. So if you could turn to your regulation on page 2 of 22 or page 5 at the bottom, either one, it shows you exactly what the changes are. And we had Mr. Hull help us out. We had the register help us out. We had a very helpful time with this, and feeling pretty good about that. And all the regulations today will be effective tomorrow, November 2nd. That'll give staff time to load them to the register. So at the bottom of page 2 of 22, you can see the language that sent us out to an emergency regulation and then was perfected by the register. So essentially, I'm going to go through this. The first part for the eligibility to be able to transfer the oyster resource user fee and allow someone else to pay for it rests in number one if it's a family member. And Mr. Hull also worked on that to identify the exact family members in number one. The second part is if a transferee is not a family member, as listed in part one, then that person, before he or she can transfer the eligibility for the oyster resource user fee, has had to have 40 days of documented harvest. And we're being fairly strict about this, as strict as you can be. We look for the buyer's records as well, but sometimes because of what we call a self-marketing or retail, you can't always have the buyer's records, but in a lot of cases we will. And I'm wondering how many we had. Jill, how many have we had so far?
Family or
not? Anyone. Seven?
Maybe around 10 or 11.
Okay. So there are some, but it's certainly not wholesale. And again, the goal is to get down to 600, that we'd like to have 600 who can have the oyster resource user fee. You know it's going to take a little bit of time, but I think the objective is very good. And so with that, staff recommends adoption of emergency amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 72010 in sequence pertaining to restrictions on harvest, that they be part of the permanent regulation. And specifically, that's on page 2 of 22.
Questions from the commission?
Okay.
Thank you, Chief. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Anybody at all? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. What is the will of the commission?
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal to accept staff recommendation.
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for your diligence, Chief.